chapter of Isaiah where I think that Sunday that we wasn't able to meet. Amen. It was one of those chapters, that 48th chapter, I believe, of Isaiah. Amen. That we were to study. Amen. And so this is, I thank God, you know, set everything in motion. And everything that we see, amen, you know, the Bible said it's nothing old and nothing new under the sun. Amen. So really, something has been, amen, that already is. Amen. And just like, amen, when he come back, amen, he came one time. Amen. And he's coming back again. Amen. And so the church, amen, ought to be ready, amen, when the Lord come, because we don't know, amen, the day or the hour that he will appear. Amen. But he's coming. Amen. You know, I want to be ready. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm not, you know, I'm concerned too about you. Amen. But I'm very concerned about me. Amen. That I'll be able to, amen, catch, you know, that cloud in a sense. Amen. When he called up the righteous. Amen. So I just thank God. So in the ninth chapter of St. Luke, if you got your Bible, amen, you can sit down or stand, but make it comfortable with yourself, amen. So in the 23rd verse of the ninth chapter, and he said to them all, not two or few, you know, all is everything. He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Now in the 48th chapter of Isaiah, I just want to read a few verses, just a couple of them, not many, amen. In the third verse of 48, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass, because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinus, and thy brow brass. I have seen from the beginning, declared it to the end. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou shouldest say, my idol has done them, and my graven image, and my molten image has commanded them. I'm going to stop right there, amen, because it's very important, amen. I like to use for a subject this morning, amen, it's God. And it's you. It's God. Listen to me really real good. Because, amen, I see a lot of things. And I thank God for how he, you know, brought me. Amen. And even at this church, amen, when I came here over some, you know, 40 years or a little better, like you can't turn your head. Amen. Trying to look at the clock and, amen, you can't get the neck around. Amen. And that's the way God's people were. Now, they were still God's people. Get me. Don't say I'm saying that you ain't what you is. You ain't belonging to God. But, amen, it's not that you don't belong. Amen. But it's that, amen, in your belonging. Amen. In you knowing that he is your father. Amen. We take light, amen, of the things that God has done for us. We ought to be, you know, looking back and, amen, and thanking God how, you know, I escaped that accident, or how, amen, that disease could have caught hold to me. Amen. And turn my life, amen, completely around. You know how that young boy that was playing football, amen, and all of a sudden, just from a tackle, amen, amen, he was out of here. Amen. And that shows us how fast it is for us to leave. Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, amen. Yeah, you standing here today. Amen. Yeah, you got your right mind clothed in it. Amen. But yet, amen, when God, amen, have already fed you his word, amen, and you studying every day or every Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever day that, amen, you choose your Bible, reading God's Bible, amen, amen, is not walking right with God, amen. Just reading it, many have read, amen, and read and read and read and reread, amen. But yet because, amen, that's a hindrance on the inside, yet because of what Adam had done, amen. When Adam had done what he done, amen, with Eve, amen, and sin fell on the whole world by what one man had done. Amen. If one man had done it and it fell on the whole world, amen, what about, amen, when one man do right? One man, Jesus said, I done righteous, amen, that all of you might be what? Redeemed, might be saved, amen. But God wants us, amen, look, there are some things that we have to do. We got to learn how to deny ourselves. Amen. That means sometimes you can't be indulging in everything that you think that the world indulge in. Amen. And then you claim to know God. Amen. God saying you got to deny self and take up what? A cross. Amen. There's a cross that we got to bear. Amen. There's a cross that Jesus what? Had to bear. Praise God. Denying oneself and taking up, amen, the cross, amen, to follow him, amen. You know how a train engine works, amen. It pulls, amen, many car boxes. But every time that engine moves from one side to the other one, amen, the car box moves, amen, from one side, amen, to the other, amen. If the railing is a little crooked and it got a swerve or a swab in the track, amen, or a little bent, amen, well, when the engine crossed over, amen, the car box have the same thing, amen, that happened to them. And we are trying to tell you right now that Jesus was our example, amen. He showed us the way to go, amen. He came down, amen, and was born in a little girl called Mary, amen, and Mary birthed him, amen. He was God in the flesh, amen, and God in the spirit, amen. And that's why, amen, that he made a difference, because, amen, he was different than any man. There were many men, many theologians shall in no wise enter, amen, in the kingdom of God, amen. We got to, amen, excel with the righteous. I know you're a lawyer, amen. I know you go to court, amen. I know you exercise certain duties, amen. But when it comes down to telling it like Jesus wants you to tell it, amen, when you got to face sometime your family and your relatives, and sometime your relatives, amen, won't treat you the way that that God shows you that he loves you no matter what, while I was yet a sinner, amen, Christ died for me, amen. It wasn't when I got right, amen. It wasn't when I walked the tightrope, amen. It wasn't when I knew everything more than any other doctor or lawyer that's around these areas, but it was when I came to Jesus just as I was. Yes. Amen. Wearied, wounded, and sad. Amen. I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. Amen. It's God and it's you. I hear God saying that. Yeah, we got to deny ourselves. Israel, amen, was in Babylon. Amen. And being in Babylon, they wanted to do their own thing. Amen. But God wanted them to know they got to walk by some rules and regulation. And God gives some stipulation and rules how we ought to walk. Yes. Amen. Yes. In this world, we ought to be lights that shine, a city that set on a hill can't be hid. Ain't God all right? There ought to be drawing power. There's somebody want to be like you because you have another spirit.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast from Pleasant Grove Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Barnes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. On Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved, sanctified, and made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
Wade Hampton Show.
It'll keep happening. One good night is really happening. Two thought was impossible. You said it's not easy on the road. Blessings keep stacking. One thing you got in is never leaving you alone.
Whatever you say, yeah, it's backing up there, yeah.